Manifesting the life that you want, that is filled with abundance and everything you possibly desire, that is harmonious, that your soul is actually living, connects to three things. It's essentially based on three foundational pillars. Is that you are the identity that already has the thing that your personality wants to have. That's one. Two is that you have self-discipline to redirect your focus from lack to abundance by being aware of your emotions and your thoughts and your stories so that you can change them, so that you can have a more harmonious story and so on. We've spent all the time on that. And the third one is that you have to be allowing to receive all that the universe wants to give you. So I'm going to go backwards here. So the third part, allowing universal support, that's when we stop trying to get something. Anytime you want to get something, you're actually sabotaging abundance. Instead, think of it more like you're going to achieve excellence. You can have a lot of drive and spiritual ambition towards that. That's achievement. That's a self-improvement, betterment, transformation. All that stuff kind of goes in that direction. Transcension of limiting you into a unlimited you. So that's what that part looks like. When you're in allowance of universal support, you are in achievement. You are in ambition to arrive at the next level of consciousness instead of trying to get anything. When we're in that place, we're allowing. Also, allowing relates to trust and connectedness. So universe is there for you, not because it's something separate and you're over here and somehow it is going to give it to you, but because you are part of it and there is no separation. That is a different level of identity. And, you know, if this is easy to comprehend and experience for you, awesome. If this is something that some part of you kind of goes, well, I don't know, I'm not sure. Well, go from the more material standpoint, right? Look at just basic physics. We have so much now, like the double slit experiment, when the particles have been sent through two slits and ended up on another side as two lines, which is expected. And then the waves were sent, and the waves ended up with the interference pattern and created many lines, which is also making sense, right? So then this was observed as to try to figure out through which particular slit, which particular particle goes. But every time that was done, it sort of reacted as a wave while it went through the slits, and then it reacted as a particle when it landed on the measuring board. In other words, the consciousness of the observer, of the scientist studying the experiment, kept affecting what happened to the particle. The particle was essentially a wave and a particle kind of at the same time. So that's because this is how the whole universe is made. It's all wave, it's all consciousness, it's all energy. When we look at it, we make it into something, so it becomes a particle. It's then our reality. But it's always a wave. Everything is always just a wave. So it's up to us what we make, what kind of particle we make out of it, essentially, what kind of reality we make for ourselves. So that is how you allow universal support. The second part that I was saying about self-discipline, we spend a lot of time on understanding your story and understanding your negative story and replacing it with a positive story. So all of that you now understand how to do. And this is where the self-integrity component is essential, because this is how you are in integrity with your word, with whatever you decided, right? With your own choice. And the very first part is really important. It's about being the identity that already has what the personality doesn't have yet but desires. That is the key to everything. So let's say I'll make it really basic physical. Let's say you desire a car, okay? So if you are the identity that doesn't have the car, then your environment will not have the car you want, right? Okay, so if you can go backwards from that, if you don't have the car you want, it's because you are identity that in itself doesn't have that car, okay? It's always both ways. So whatever you're seeing outside, that's your mirror of who you are, right? So you are the person who doesn't have the certain car that you desire having. Now, you would have to look at, okay, let's say I already have the car. What is my experience? Like, who am I? Well, maybe I feel more gutsy. Maybe I'm more luxurious. Maybe I feel more confident. Not what will I get from having the car, but how am I as a person who has this car as just part of my life? Then the key would be to step into that new identity as if you already have the thing that you don't have yet. That creates the broadcast that now matches the car. So then the universe will send you some opportunity for this car to arrive into your life. Okay, that's a really basic example. But this goes for anything. Anything we want. Let's say you want a different level of consciousness when you're able to be consciously connected to the universe and read universal intelligence. Okay, that means who would you be if you were the person who already had that ability? How would it feel? Like you would have to literally walk into that new movie and play pretend yourself to be that role and then experience it. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? How do you think? Like, what are your thinking patterns when you're the person who constantly connected to the universe? Do you still have feeling like you're not good enough? Probably not. So notice whatever would be very different in you, like how would you be? Whatever that is, then you use it as an overlay. So that every time the lack thought comes up, like let's say, oh, I wish I could be in conscious connection with my guide, but I'm not. Okay, this is where you redirect, right? You remind yourself, I'm the creator of my life, so this is just a story that I habitually got stuck in. Instead, I'm choosing not to anymore. Now I already have the new story, that new identity I play pretended on Tuesday last week, which was awesome, where I was in contact with the universe and my guides and everything, and it was just great. Great, I'm going to overlay that. Now I'm that person. So from now on, and now you have self-integrity, so you're going to follow through on your decision. From now on, as you're going to go brush your teeth, go to bed, get up next morning, drive to work, whatever you're doing, you will be that new identity. And then you would ask yourself, what is this new identity, you know, does to participate with the universe? Well, maybe it meditates every day. So then you find yourself that, oh, every day in the evening before I go to sleep, or every morning when you get up, you would be tuning into the universe. And you notice you're actually experiencing more. Maybe you can feel or sense or hear or see your guides and so on. Whatever it is you desire, if we connect that literally to money, would be the same thing. Let's say you're struggling for money, you're doing something and it's hard, and you now know all those belief systems you have, all the stories you tell yourself about how you have to earn it, you have to work hard, or it's your boss that doesn't notice how good you are, or if you're an entrepreneur, it's some, you know, something wrong with you or your offer or whatever else, and so on. You also now have awesome story where it already worked out. When you already got, let's say, job of your dreams that is just so perfect and, you know, it works perfectly and it pays you well. Or you already, if you're a business owner, already created something that has a good flow of people and you're enjoying working with the people that are your clients and so on. Or maybe you creating some sort of other experience for yourself that brings in the financial support. But whatever it is that you have created, that story is what you're going to replace your lack story, your negative story. So then with the money example, it would be every time you bump into a thought of, damn it, this is like, I wish I had more money. Damn it, yet again, I don't have it. Whatever it is, that's a negative focus. And we're now in self-integrity, so we're going to change it. So every time you notice that, you redirect. You go, okay, that's a story. I recognize the story. I know this one. I'm the creator. That is not real. That's a bad habit. From now on, I'm going to be this guy or this girl who has the dream job, who already has that. That does not mean go and spend money you don't have, but it means be that person. It's not about action. It's about being that person. So from the place of who he or she is, what does it feel like? Maybe he's less stressed. Maybe he's more trusting. Maybe he's more relaxed. Maybe he is allowing himself some personal space. okay, well, all those things you actually need to have or do and create in your life in order to have that job or whatever it is that's going to create the money, because those are the components of the personality that needs to exist in order to create the proper broadcast. So this is what I want to leave you with by the end of this course, is that you understand that none of this is real. We create this by whatever we choose to give meaning to and what kind of a meaning we give it. Everything is a story, and you can write your own story that is better than the one you've been living. You now understand why you must pay attention to where your focus is and why you must follow through so that the universe trusts your word when you intend something. And you now have the tool of overlaying a different identity or a different emotion for your physical body in order to change whatever it is you have been living into a different state by becoming it ahead of time. Okay? So linear time is an illusion anyway, but this is how we perceive reality here. So if you're at the point B, I'm already saying you're at the point B, right? So you're at the point A and you want to be at the point B, and you're saying, okay, I'm going to get to do this and this and this, and then I have to do this and this, and then I don't really want to, but still this will happen, and then somehow maybe I will get here. Or maybe you don't even believe you can get here. That's another one. Maybe like, okay, I want to be here, but that's not even like, there's no even bridge. What we are doing here is we're saying, okay, this is a point A story. This is the identity and the story, which is belief about reality, and the thoughts and emotions and the experience here. This is a separate, completely different something. This is point B that has a different identity, that has a different belief about reality, different stories that he or she tells himself, herself. And because of that, different thoughts, different emotions, and this reality looks very different. So we're not going to try to figure out how to upgrade this into that in steps. We're going to essentially become this. So that's your job. Recognize when you're here and you don't want to be, and then remind yourself that you don't have to be. Look for what this one is. Like, who do you have to be to have this experience in life? And then become that. Become that in your experience internally. The more you do that, the more it's sort of like a piece of paper. Instead of drawing a line from here to here, we're folding the paper. So now the two points just touch. We're bypassing the steps in linear time so that you essentially just change your broadcast. And by that, you then manifest a different life, a different reality. So I love you so much. I am so glad that you went through this journey with me. I think that has been an incredible experience for all of us. And I know that you now have the tools to create incredible abundance in your life because you understand how the universal law of resonance works. Be love, be free, and be abundant.